Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy show. We are playing Rats off a ship. Tobin wanted to wait till there was 10 seconds left before he went to the restroom. Unacceptable, dude. Clock management. Sorry. No problem, dog. Leroy's muted. Not me.
Who did that?
Not me.
That was me. I was waiting for Tobin. Sorry.
Oh, Figgy!
Hello!
What's the special occasion?
What are you, Leroy?
Every day.
What?
Every day. It's like, oh, look at you.
She always says something.
Matt wearing black.
Trying to win the cropper back, you know?
Break
up his engagement. Not trying to do that. Stop that.
That's what I do. Why are we shocked that Leroy comments on stuff?
Every single day. I have to be ready for some sort of comment.
By the way, you should be worried if I don't say anything.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. What?
Why?
Because you say what's wrong.
Interesting.
Jennifer, what do we have today for Rats Off a Ship?
Rats. Okay. Well, first we have Mike Tomlin leaving the Steelers.
Wow.
Reporters told reporters teams looking to trade for him. Save your time.
Wow. All right. Mm. 10 toes down.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm rats off a ship on Mike Tomlin leaving the Steelers. I think it'll be kicked around.
Rats off a ship.
This seems like one of those, you know, fancy things they're trying to throw out there. The Steelers don't change coaches, and I don't feel like he's leaving. I don't, maybe get him a decent quarterback and see what's what. You know, stop giving him washed guys or guys with baby hands. Hey, give it a whirl, Steelers. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm rats off a ship, too. He not leaving.
Rats off a ship.
Like, what kind of raggedy fan base would you get rid of a guy who's never had a losing record and think you're going to find better in what's out there right now with the players you have?
Right, like, who is the guy the Steelers fan? Who do you want? Ben Johnson? Let me tell you.
And then you're going to say, and then you're going to spend 2 years saying, well, we don't have the quarterback yet.
Let me tell you something about hiring offensive gurus. Doesn't mean they command a team.
Yeah. Okay?
Doesn't mean that, dude. All respect to Ben Johnson. Mm. That's Matt Campbell's ship.
Yeah.
Tough. JFig, what about you? Where are your rats?
Save your time and take a swim. Rats off a ship.
Wow.
Rats off a ship.
Frog boy?
Full sweep of rats. He's staying.
Rats off a ship.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Well, we have Cam Ward being picked number one in the NFL draft. Oh. He is currently the betting favorite.
All right. Minus 125 to be selected number one. Shador Sanders is plus 100. Travis Hunter plus 1,000. Those are your top three in odds.
Sorry, who has the first pick again?
Titans.
Ah.
Currently, the Tennessee Titans have it, and they the rumors are they love Cam Ward.
How can you not?
They love Cam Ward.
Yeah.
However, as much as I love Cam, I'm rats off a ship on him being the number one overall pick.
Rats off a ship.
And it has nothing to do with Cam Ward.
Huh.
Why? Okay, let's hear it.
Something's happening in Dallas.
Something
is happening in Dallas. And it just feels like to me, Coach Prime is taking that job.
Yeah.
They're trading up to number one overall. They're taking Shador. Could you imagine if they took Cam Ward? I mean, he traded number one overall and didn't take his son. Taking Shador Sanders number one overall, which will make Cam Ward a Cleveland Brown.
Wow.
Thus, bringing back the cycle of Cam Ward and Bernie Kosar.
Yes.
And we're going to see Leroy Horn, Bernie Kosar, and Cam Ward at a steakhouse in Cleveland one time next year.
Yeah.
For the selfie, too, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
And Taylor Swift's guitarist.
Yes.
Just a cherry on top.
Hey, so Bernie's big into the selfies.
Oh, he loves a selfie, dude.
Loves
a selfie.
Oh, yeah.
He loves a selfie.
Whatever.
You're barely into pictures.
It's true.
I know.
It's true.
Let alone one you have to take yourself.
This is like, hey, let's get in on this. I'm like, get in on what, Bernie?
We have to schedule and take pictures inside.
So I'm rats off a ship on Cam Ward. Leroy?
Rats off a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship. He's the best.
Rats off a ship.
Available option. The only other thing I think, if you're a team that has a bunch of holes to fill, that you could do is you could get a haul for the first pick in the draft. So Chicago did that and still, Chicago did that and still blew it.
You think Will Levis still thinks he's the guy?
Nope, but he's got that mayo cologne.
Ugh, disgusting.
Hey, all I know is,
I wonder how much he's actually sold.
All I know is that you very rarely see a coach yell at a quarterback the way that coach yells at him.
Hates his ass. Jennifer,
just went over this.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship, Cam Ward. But I don't like what you said.
Why?
I just don't like what you said. Makes me think things.
Makes him a brown.
Makes him a brown.
That's gross.
Froggy?
I am not rats off a ship. He's going to be a Titan, dude.
Okay.
He is going to be a Titan. The Titans aren't going to fumble the bag.
I know one thing. If he's a Titan, he's going to beat the Dolphins because the Titans always beat the Dolphins.
It's true.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Well, Pizza Hut in China is offering a pizza.
Okay.
With an entire fried frog on it.
What?
I'm sorry, what?
Marcos,
what's going
don't
on?
Ever look away. Go to
look
China.
Away. Look away.
Look away. Look away. You're going to be hurt away. By this,
what
okay?
What exactly do you mean
close
by
your eyes.
A fried frog, exactly?
Oh!
What are we doing here?
Marcos, put some shorts on!
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam
on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking thick.
And what's that in the corner? Is that supposed to be like eyeballs or something?
I don't know. I know, but the frog on the right looks swole.
Why is China doing that?
I don't know, but I'm very uncomfortable by this.
I wouldn't even like that if that was
chicken. You should put some pants on.
Is that stuffed crust? Looking thick. That's gross, too.
Your response to a frog laying face first on the top of a pizza fried is
cheeks that, out.
Cheeks out is that stuffed crust.
He would eat that.
That is.
Except you wouldn't eat the cilantro on the side. Because
I have a better question.
You wouldn't do that.
You went through all that trouble to deep fry a frog, and you just throw the lettuce on top.
Yeah, can I get an arugula with my frog, please?
It's gross.
Well, that looks like cilantro.
What I don't know whatever. What that is, dude.
And I feel like it might be to take away, you know, that.
Does this offend you, my froggy?
Yeah, I'm writing a letter. I don't know Mandarin, but they are going to get a strongly worded letter.
I'm frogs off a ship on that one.
And the other thing is, most of the time, people just eat the legs.
Yeah, the whole body.
They got a whole frog on there.
And, you know, okay, I like chicken, for example.
For presentation.
I want to just put a whole chicken on top of it, like, just fry it, just there you go.
Frog does not taste like chicken, though.
I mean, I wouldn't know. And I
as
hope
much
you
as people say, it does not taste like chicken.
It doesn't taste like chicken.
Does it taste like seafood, I imagine?
I've never had frog.
Yes.
Good, thank
what do you.
What
do you think something tastes like that's been hanging out in water its whole life?
Not even like water, a swamp. Just disgusting.
Right. Yeah, you're going to be tasting that water.
Yeah. That's gross. Put it on the dartboard, dude.
We're not in China. We can't
Who's
get gonna that.
Who's going to ship it?
Well, I don't know. After my strongly worded letter, it may be banned from all Pizza Huts.
Or you can recreate it yourself and then put it on the dartboard.
There's definitely going to be a TikToker or whatever the hell is going to exist in 4 days. There's going to be somebody who's going to do this as a challenge.
Like, well, they're probably going to do with frog happening? Legs. You can get frog legs.
Yeah, is what actually happened in JFig.
This whole TikTok ban thing. I'm not
I think
on
it only. The last I heard was that it has till the 19th. Although apparently Elon Musk is interested in buying TikTok.
Haven't you ruined enough social media, sir?
You really did. Gosh. Ruined Twitter. I mean, I can't find. You know what's annoying about Twitter these days? You can't find anything anymore. One of the best things about Twitter. One of the best search engines you've ever had. And like ever since it became X, like you can't find anything on Twitter. It's ridiculous. Anyway,
my feed used to be perfect, and now
perfect.
I don't even like going on the app.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Well, we've got Bad Bunny.
Oh.
Another animal.
Oh.
It is changing the game.
Wow. Okay. All right. Finally, some recognition.
He doesn't care if no one understands his album, by the way.
Doesn't care.
So, like, he's not trying to conform to doing any English songs?
Yeah. He's not catering to you intangibles.
Wait a minute.
You barely understand Spanish, Marco.
You understand either, Marco. Look,
you guys are from the wrong island, all right? So I can understand where you'd be jealous of me because of my exclusive access to his tour. But it's no problem, guys.
You have exclusive access to his tour?
Sure. I may have to talk to a grandma I don't really talk to that much and potentially put her address down. But I'm getting tickets, baby. And I like him, am sick of you.
Why?
All of you.
Didn't he just win a Grammy?
Yeah, and he deserves another. Give him an Oscar and the WWE Championship while you're at it.
This feels like the whole Drake thing all over again.
Oh, no, but you know what? Bad Bunny.
I've never heard you speak Bad Bunny.
Well, Bad Bunny actually makes music, so.
That's the thing. You know, I was practicing with the whole Drake thing. I knew Bad Bunny would be coming back around. Now we're hitching our.
What? First of all, your boy is backtracking.
Yeah, not a good move. Not a good move on his part.
RVA Richie says, amazing album. Bad Bunny is a genius.
Amazing album. And you know what, Jennifer? Whoa. I'll tell you
Jennifer.
What. How many of these Taylor Swift concerts you been to?
Two.
Oh, I've been to 3 Bad Bunny concerts.
Whoa.
One of them resulted
you know
in
what?
My son.
Those are easier to get to, okay, buddy?
Yeah. Baby well, Tadpole came after a Bad Bunny concert?
Yeah, I know.
That is true.
Is it easier to get a Bad Bunny ticket or a Taylor Swift ticket?
Well, now it's going to be kind of hard because he's doing something where he's doing a residency, but he's doing it in Puerto Rico. So if you want to see him for the first 2 months, you got to go to Puerto Rico. And you can't even buy a ticket unless you're a Puerto Rican resident.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess he is changing the game.
Changing the game. No mas.
I guess I have no choice other than to say I'm not rat selfiship on him changing the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, you better not be,
whoa,
dude.
Right. Jesus.
Marcos will come after you.
Kind of not rat selfiship on him changing the game.
That's right.
Do you? He's got it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of people who think they can change the game and nobody
How
cares.
How much is he selling these tickets for, actually?
For the residents. This is an amazing thing. Obviously for the residents, because he's really trying to look out for his people. The most expensive ticket you can buy. I'm talking front row VIP, $250.
Remember when Bad Bunny did the Triple H at a Heat game?
Yeah.
Where he put the water in his mouth and sprayed it all over him.
Loves wrestling. He really does.
Oh, yeah.
Wrestling.
Wasn't that around COVID time?
Sure yeah. was.
Totally was.
Sure was.
Not okay. Very cleanly of Bad Bunny.
Nope.
But remember, he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care anymore.
Doesn't care.
Yeah. Bad Bunny, yeah.
Wait, so do you think that once the Puerto Rican residents...
Yeah, he's gonna hit others.
Does
he's
that
open it up to other people?
Yes,
he's
he will.
He's just trying to make sure his people get tickets first.
Yeah, what is
a whole summer in Puerto Rico?
What is Bad Bunny's like number one hit off of this thing now? If old Intangibles over here can ask.
Oh, that's a good question. I know
maybe
number
we
one
need
song
a you know then the post Jimmy Butler era we may need a new song to replace Pepas. You know,
see, but some of these, all right, he has like a couple salsa merengue influences that are upbeat, but some of these are kind of sad with good beats.
Oh,
some of these
sad
are like,
bunny.
I should have taken more pictures. Or, you know, I should have been in the moment more. But then the beat's like, shake that ass.
Hey, guys, listen, you got to pay the bills.
You got to
give the people what they want.
Yeah. I'm going to come back with some Bad Bunny. You've inspired me
after this.